Opioid treatment programs in New York are not using a state database that tracks opioid prescriptions, according to an audit from the state comptroller's office. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg explains.
New York's iStop system requires prescribers to record when they give a patient opioids. And it also requires doctors treating people with opioid use disorder to check the database and make sure the patient isn't getting the addictive drugs somewhere else. That's because one of the treatment options for opioid use disorder is opioids. In doses that taper slowly, doctors can wean patients off the drugs and avoid the worst effects of withdrawal. It only works if the patient isn't getting opioids somewhere else. Here's Christopher Morris, who managed this audit of iStop.
Without that information, without the outside prescriptions, the treatment programs are, they don't have the full picture of what a recipient or what a patient is receiving.
So doctors have this database to make sure they know exactly what quantity of the drugs each patient is getting. Trouble is, many aren't using it.
We found that treatment programs never checked iStop when they dispense medications for patients to take home.
That's Andrea Inman. She directed the audit alongside Morris. They said this means patients with opioid use disorders are at risk of overdoses, and it increases the chance that the drugs can be distributed illegally. The state health department says the comptroller's report is unrepresentative and misleading, focusing on a small number of treatment providers. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.